Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Unfuck America, A Respectful, Open-Minded Conversation is a political and social commentary book by Mike Ritland, a former Navy SEAL, canine trainer, and podcast host. Published in 2021, it is framed as a direct challenge to partisan habits, media-driven outrage, and reflexive tribal thinking. Rather than arguing from a conventional left-right position, the book presents itself as a multi-partisan attempt to examine major American problems with less emotion and more disciplined judgment. Ritland applies a broad, skeptical lens to issues that dominate national debate, including the border, mental health, inequality, guns, human trafficking, healthcare, and parenting. The book's purpose is not to offer a single ideology, but to encourage readers to step outside their political comfort zones and evaluate problems with clearer thinking. Its tone is blunt, confrontational at times, but explicitly designed to promote dialogue, self-examination, and practical action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a multi-partisan framework built to disrupt partisan reflexes. The central idea of the book is that most Americans are trapped in political identity, rather than genuine analysis. Ritland does not position the book as a normal partisan rebuttal. Instead, he presents a pattern-disrupting framework meant to slow down instinctive reactions and force readers to question assumptions. That matters because many political books merely reinforce the reader's existing side, while this one tries to unsettle both sides. The value of the framework lies in its emphasis on perspective shifting an issue should be examined for what it is, not for which team is currently claiming it. By rejecting easy ideological labels, the book asks readers to consider whether their views are based on evidence, habit, or social pressure. This makes the book less about winning arguments and more about changing the way arguments are approached in the first place. Secondly, using blunt language to challenge media saturation and political theater, Ritland's style is one of the book's defining features. The title and tone signal frustration, sanitized language, cautious public discourse, and the performance of outrage that often surrounds political debate. The book argues that important issues are obscured when people hide behind buzzwords, media narratives, or fear of social consequences. Its direct language is not just stylistic decoration. It is part of the method. By speaking aggressively and plainly, the author tries to interrupt the polished rhetoric that can keep difficult subjects safely abstract. This approach will appeal to readers who believe public discussion has become too cautious or scripted, but it may also be challenging for those who prefer a softer tone. The book's bluntness serves a functional purpose. It tries to make readers pay attention to substantive problems rather than to the etiquette of the conversation. Thirdly, examining a wide range of national problems through one critical lens. The book stands out by refusing to narrow its scope to a single policy issue. Instead, it moves across several major areas of American concern, including border policy, mental health, inequality, firearms, human trafficking, healthcare, and parenting. This wide scope suggests that Ritland sees national dysfunction as interconnected rather than isolated. In other words, the book is not arguing that one issue explains everything, but that many public problems share similar roots in institutional failure, emotional polarization, and weak civic reasoning. The practical benefit of this structure is that readers can compare issues side by side and notice recurring patterns in how Americans debate, ignore, or oversimplify them. The downside of such breadth is that the treatment of each issue is necessarily survey-like rather than exhaustive. Still, the broad range gives the book a field manual quality. It is designed to help readers think across categories rather than remain trapped inside one policy silo. Fourthly, critical thinking and emotional discipline as civic habits. A recurring message in the available descriptions is the importance of removing emotion before discussing controversial issues. The book treats this not as indifference, but as a discipline that makes honest conversation possible. In practice, that means pausing before reacting, checking whether a belief is grounded in evidence, and being willing to hear positions that do not match one's own. This emphasis on emotional control reflects the author's background in high-stakes training and problem-solving, where impulsive judgment can lead to failure. Applied to public debate, the lesson is that citizens do not become more responsible by becoming more enraged. They become more useful by becoming more precise. The book's approach is therefore civic as much as political. It encourages readers to see careful thinking, restraint, and open inquiry as forms of participation in democracy, not as signs of passivity or weakness. Lastly, a practical call for individual action rather than passive outrage. The book does not stop at critique. It repeatedly frames itself as a field manual for individual action, meaning it is meant to help readers translate awareness into behavior. That distinguishes it from books that diagnose cultural problems, but leave the reader with only frustration. Ritland's message is that citizens cannot control national polarization all at once, but they can choose how they speak, what they reward, and whether they engage constructively with people outside their own camp. The practical dimension is important because it shifts responsibility away from abstract institutions alone and toward everyday conduct. This makes the book useful for readers who want a more active, less theatrical way to engage politics. It is not a policy textbook, and it is not a purely personal memoir. It sits in the space between commentary and civic instruction. That combination gives it a distinctive identity within the crowded genre of political nonfiction. In conclusion, Unfuck America is best suited for readers who are tired of predictable partisan messaging and want a harder-edged, more self-critical way to think about American public life. It will likely appeal to politically engaged readers, podcast listeners familiar with Ritland style, and anyone interested in how blunt communication can be used to reopen stalled conversations. The main benefit of the book is not that it offers a neat ideological program, but that it pushes readers to examine how they think, why they react, and whether their assumptions are helping or worsening the problems they discuss. That gives it both intellectual and practical value. Compared with more conventional political books, it stands out because it is intentionally disruptive rather than reassuring. It does not try to flatter a side or build a polished consensus narrative. Instead, it combines direct language, broad topic coverage, and an emphasis on personal responsibility, making it a distinctive entry in the genre of civic and political nonfiction. Readers who want nuance without softness will find its perspective especially relevant. If you would like to support Mike Ritland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.